The latest from podnews.net with Memberful, the easiest way to create a members-only podcast feed.
In 5 minutes more, the ship will have landed. Then, without an instant's warning, the giant Hindenburg goes to her doom.
News provider Reuters has unveiled Reuters Audio.
We copy you down, Eagle.
A rights-cleared, real-time and archive audio clips service.
Where there is discord, may we bring harmony. Where there is error, may we bring truth.
With almost 500,000 audio clips.
The deliberate and deadly attacks, which were carried out yesterday against our country, were more than acts of terror. They were acts of war.
Clips which are now available for use in podcasts.
To the world leaders, I would like to say that you haven't seen anything yet.
The company's also unveiled Reuters Ready Audio, a curated package of news stories voiced by Reuters journalists. Both are available from today by subscription at reutersconnect.com, and individual clips may be available for purchase later, the company says. The Reuters Institute and the University of Oxford have released their digital news report. It says that 31% access a podcast monthly across 20 countries. That's up from 29% a year ago. The research also shows that Spotify is more popular by total audience than Apple Podcasts in many countries, including the US, Australia, and, not entirely unsurprisingly, Sweden, Spotify's home country. iTunes U, the educational service from Apple, is to close by the end of the year. Content producers are being recommended to use Apple Podcasts where appropriate. Radio.com says it's the fastest growing digital audio platform in the US. In comparison to May 2019, it's grown by 6 million users. Art19 has announced an inventory management and forecasting platform. Parisian podcast publisher Engel, which makes shows in French and English, has partnered with Megaphone for distribution and monetization. And is this going to be a record month for new podcasts? My Podcast Reviews was claiming 75,000 new podcasts in Apple Podcasts by the end of June 15. Last month, we got to 96,000 new shows, but we're mathematically on track to beat 150,000. And in podcast news, Servant of Pod with Nick Kwa launches today. From the editor of US weekly podcast newsletter Hot Pod, it's a, quote, weekly deep dive into the evolving world of podcasts. And it's almost like Nick Kwa has a podcast out because he's also on Oxford Road Presents Media's New Deal. Kwa talks about his concerns of power and capitalization in the podcast space and ad space trends. We also learn he listens to all of his podcasts like this at 1.2 times speed. Good grief, how does anybody cope with this? What a funny man. In Podcasting Essentials, Ralph Van Dyke of Eardrum, an audio creative agency, talks about the creative use of sound and how it can influence the emotion of your listener. A correction from yesterday, Stadio, incorporated into Ringer FC's feed, will be exclusive to Spotify from July the 6th. And The Creative Cuppa chats with people working in the creative industries. This week's episode has Pod News' editor, James Cridland, that's me, talking about how I got started in the radio world in 1989. This update from Pod News with help from Memberful. Sell memberships to your podcast audience and make revenue with Memberful. It works with your existing podcast hosting, so there's no need to change anything. You can find out more at memberful.com, and that's the latest from our newsletter at podnews.net.